going to actually going to do a couple of things. Some moments. Okay. I want to actually, if I can get you just to look at the back of the room. There's a couple more POCs that are here today, which are fantastic. So if I just get Charlene, if you could introduce yourself.
My name is Charlene Marshall, and I'm a psychogeriatric research consultant affiliated with the Center for Addiction and Mental Health.
And I'm Tony Shembree, psychogeriatric research consultant for Etobicoke North.
Hi, I'm Sangeeta Singh. I'm the psychogeriatric resource consultant based out of East General, mostly in East York and a little bit in the city of York.
And I'm Mario Tokas. I'm the psychogeriatric resource consultant affiliated with Toronto Rehab and the University Health Network.
So we're very fortunate. Actually, they've agreed to come today to help out in the Build a Case in the second half of your the afternoon. So what we're going to do is we've handed out your package. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into the specifics of what delirium, depression, and dementia are, for a reason being that you can't do it in 45 minutes. So what we're going to talk about is what the comparison is between the three. So if you take a look at, you have this sheet here. Okay, and this is called Recognizing Delirium, Depression, and Dementia, the 3Ds, which in long-term care facilities they're very familiar with. How many of you have heard about 3Ds? Yes? No? Yeah. Okay, so you're familiar with them. So basically, what you can do is you can look at this, and you can actually look at what the definition is for each. So delirium. Anybody know what a delirium is? Anybody ever had a delirium? Anybody think they might know what a delirium is?
It's an altered state of consciousness.
Good, yeah. And it's usually, in long-term care, what we usually see it with is usually with somebody who has an infection. Upper respiratory infection or a urinary tract infection is a good indication of a delirium going on there. If somebody has dementia, so if they have a dementia and they have a delirium on top of that, once it's treated, they'll come back to their original state of dementia, but they're not going. That'll be fixed. The delirium will basically be is fixable. Depression. Cindy has talked about a lot of things with regards to depression and what physically can happen. You also have depression, which is biologically based. Oh, so we've got it up here already. Sorry. Now I can see it better. Okay. So depression is biologically based, and that affects a person's thoughts, feelings, behavior, and even their physical health. So if somebody is in a bad mood or is not feeling too well, or it can be a lot of things. They're feeling guilty about something, having losses, or if they have a mental health illness, it certainly can be diagnosed as depression, right? And you definitely would want to get help for that. Okay. Dementia. Anybody have an idea of what dementia is? Is it a disease? No, it's not. It's not a disease of its own. It's a set of symptoms that's connected with a disease. And this is really important to be aware of, okay? The symptoms basically are a loss of memory, a loss of insight, and a loss of judgment. Those are the symptoms that are associated with it. So they would have to have a diagnosis such as Alzheimer's, Lewy body. You guys think of some other ones over there? Korsakoff. So a whole bunch. That would be the actual disease, but the set of symptoms would be the loss of memory, insight, and judgment. Okay, fair enough? All right, I'm not going to go into a lot of it because you're all looking at me like this. Okay. All right. So with delirium, it's a sudden onset. So for example, you walk in, you see your client or your resident, and what ends up happening is they may be confused, but today, within the last 24 hours, they're even more confused than they were before. That's not natural. So you really have to ask yourself, hey, what's going on here? And you have to suspect delirium, okay? Depression is unexplained changes in mood that are persistent and last within 2 weeks at least. So it's something that continues on. It's not like all of a sudden you see it one day they're not feeling blue and they're feeling depressed and the next day they're okay. All right, it's 2 weeks solid pretty well that you're looking at. And then, of course, dementia. You don't wake up and have dementia. It's a gradual decline, right? So it's a decline in cognition as time goes on. So again, you can see the course of what it would look like with delirium. It's often reversible with treatment. Depression is usually reversible with treatment again, too. And dementia is slow and chronic progression, and you can't reverse that. Okay. Thinking, if it's delirium, you're looking at fluctuations in alertness and cognition, perceptions and thinking. So you might have somebody who actually hallucinates, right? So they see things that aren't there, or they're trying to, they might see, I don't know if anybody's ever had a really high fever, and if you looked at wallpaper, depending on the shape of the wallpaper, you might think they're large ants and get all really upset about it, right? And that would be a delirium, right? Because it's the fever that's creating that. And then reduced memory, you've got with depression, concentration and thinking and low self-esteem. That's what usually the process is, because they feel they can't achieve or they can't do the things that they normally did before. And then you've got, with dementia, you've got cognition decline with the problems of memory plus one or more of the following, which is aphasia, the A's that Cindy was talking about earlier on, okay, which is the thought process. I'm not going to go into those in long detail. I'll come back to that in a minute, sorry. Psychotic features you'll see again. Okay, generally you get the idea though, right? Because I could spend a lot of time going through the whole thing with you. Does that make sense for you so far? Okay. We're going to put it to the test, all right? So those are the psychomotor activities that would you actually see that are impacted on each. The screening tools that are used to diagnose which one they may be going through, okay, or seeing where they're at. The laboratory tests for each, and the DSM-4 criteria as to what it means to have delirium, depression, or dementia due to the criteria. Okay? And then the next steps, so what you would do from there. And then the glossary of terms you'll see here, delusions, hallucinations, illusions, and psychomotor agitation and psychomotor retardation. You'll see what that is as well, too. And those are the references of all the individuals who pulled together to create this. You'll notice that in a lot of the long-term care facilities, and it's good for you to have it in the home, if you laminate this and you begin to see certain behaviors, you can associate, you can look at this, and kind of figure out where you need to go from there, okay? That's all fine and dandy for me to stand up here and give you a chart. Let's apply it, okay? Fair enough? All right, take your blue sheets out. And I want you to work in your tables. This is the 3Ds. Crosswords. It shows you the I watch death. This is causes of delirium that you can see here in the front. Your 7As, what the 7As are. So amnesia is the loss of memory. Aphasia is the loss of language, both comprehension and spoken. Apathy is loss of initiation to do an activity. On their own, you have to help them. Apraxia is a loss of purposeful movement, so they have difficulty in moving their arm into a sweater or into a shirt, or they have difficulty with buttons. Altered perceptions are actually seeing something in the environment but thinking it's something else. Okay. And then agnosia, which is the loss of recognition, and anagnosia, which is the loss of insight. Okay. The common symptoms of the 3Ds you're going to see here as well, too. Which dementia is memory loss, difficulty performing familiar tasks, problems with language, etc. Delirium is sudden onset and decreased attention, and depression, again, depressive mood and loss of interest. So you can see it all in your front sheet. Okay. By the way, this was created by Linda Perry, who is a PRC, and Lori Patry, who is a DOC at another home quite a number of years ago. So it's actually a good tool.